Good afternoon. I'm Madonna Guy, and I've been working with people with self-confidence and belief in themselves for over 30 years as a kinesiologist. And I want to talk about biology today and things that people never connect with: your self-worth, your confidence, and the way your own body's peptides, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, help your brain feel safe enough to believe in yourself. Because confidence isn't just a mindset, it's a physiological state. When your nervous system feels safe, your brain can open up to possibility, courage, and self-belief. And when it doesn't, even the strongest mindset can feel like pushing a boulder uphill. This is where the tri-GLP system comes in, because confidence starts in the body, not in the mirror. Most people think that confidence comes from achievements and appearance, willpower, and positive thinking. But the truth is, confidence comes from your nervous system feeling safe. When your body is stuck in fight and flight, your brain literally cannot access creativity and courage, self-trust, emotional regulation, and long-term thinking. Your biology is too busy trying to survive. So the real question becomes, what helps the body feel safe enough to let the confidence grow? This is where tri-GLP peptides quietly change everything. Tri-GLP is your body's built-in safety signaling mechanism. GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP are not weight loss hormones. They are safety signals. They tell your brain you're fed, you're safe, you're stable, you can relax. And when the brain gets those messages, something beautiful happens. Your self-worth rises because your nervous system finally stops bracing for danger. So let's break down how each peptide supports confidence. GLP-1 is the calm the chaos peptide. GLP-1 talks directly to the brain regions that control emotional regulation, impulse control, fear responses, motivation, and reward pathways. In normal language, GLP-1 helps to quiet the noise in your head. When GLP-1 is active, people often say, "I feel calmer. I'm not as overwhelmed. I can think clearly. I don't spiral as much." This calmness is the foundation of confidence. You can't feel worthy when your brain is in panic mode. GLP-1 helps shift you out of survival and into self-trust. GLP-2 is the gut-brain repair peptide. GLP-2 strengthens the gut lining and reduces inflammation, but the real magic is what it does to the vagus nerve. Everyone's talking about the vagus nerve at the moment. It wraps around every organ in the body. It's huge. A calmer gut equals a calmer vagus nerve and a calmer brain. So when the vagus nerve feels safe, your whole system shifts from "I'm not enough" to "I can handle this." GLP-2 helps to reduce the internal alarm systems that make people doubt themselves. It's the peptide of inner stability. Our third little peptide is GIP, the energy and mood stabilizer. GLP helps regulate blood sugar, energy availability, and metabolic rhythm. So, why does this matter for confidence? Because unstable energy creates irritability and self-criticism, overwhelm and emotional reactivity, and low motivation. Stable energy creates groundedness, emotional resilience, follow-through, and self-belief. So GIP is the peptide of steady energy and steady mood, the perfect soil for confidence to grow. So tri-GLP in the nervous system, it's the real confidence switch. When tri-GLP peptides activate naturally, they shift the body from sympathetic nervous system or fight and flight, which is hypervigilance, self-doubt, overthinking, perfectionism, and people-pleasing, to parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and restore, which gives us clarity and courage, emotional safety, self-worth, and confidence. This is why people often say, I feel more like myself. I'm not as reactive. I feel more grounded. I can finally make decisions. Confidence isn't a personality trait, it's a nervous system state. And TriGLP physiology helps to create that state. So, why does this matter for self-worth? When your body is feeling safe, you stop comparing yourself. You stop catastrophizing. You stop assuming the worst. You stop shrinking yourself. You stop apologizing for existing. And you start speaking up, setting boundaries, trusting your intuition, believing you deserve good things, and taking action. Self-worth becomes your default, not your battle. So, the takeaway, you don't build confidence by forcing yourself to think differently. You build confidence by helping your body feel safe enough to let your true self come forward. Try GLP, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP support that safety by calming the brain, stabilizing the gut, balancing the nervous system, and grounding your energy. When your biology feels safe, your psychology can finally breathe, and that's when confidence starts becoming natural. So, what sort of dose do I recommend? It depends on the level of our anxiety, the level of our stress, the level of our exhaustion. You could potentially start with one drop each time you feel stressed, anxious, and see how that goes. You could increase it to, say, two drops every time you feel this. If you're not a sleeper, it means that you could actually take this throughout the night if you wake up feeling anxious. Some people feel their brain switch on, so it's not great to have it at night. But if you're an insomniac with anxiety, does it really matter if we're taking something to heal the brain when we could or should or would be sleeping? So, anywhere from one drop three times a day, two drops three times a day, to one drop every 2 hours. Doesn't really matter as long as we're starting to build that nervous system resilience. Love the TriGLP. Enjoy your newfound confidence. Have a great day.